Vikings game plan continues. Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com. Paul Allen, the winning formula to improving to 6-0 and 3-0 on the road shortly. But first, the DraftKings Fantasy Focus, where we look at a Minnesota running back against the Eagles' rush defense.
I think so, Paul. And we called this 2 weeks ago, and it didn't quite work out in Jerick McKinnon's favor. But I think today it will. And watching Bursich's film study makes me feel even better about it. I think Jerick McKinnon is in for a big day today against an Eagles defense that has not been tested against the run, but when they have been, they've given up chunks big time in the running game. I think McKinnon can find those. I know Asiata will be involved as well, especially down near the goal line, and I think that is one thing that could keep McKinnon out of your lineup,
yeah,
is you have a goal line vulture in Asiata, but I think McKinnon can score from deep in this game, and he's worth putting into your lineup as an RB2.
A couple of things on Jerick McKinnon. First of all, don't forget he had a super long touchdown against the New York Giants last year.
Hand off Jerick McKinnon, stutter steps to the line of scrimmage. Now he busts it out to the left of the 40. And Jerick McKinnon is loose inside the 10. Touchdown!
So Jerick is capable of getting the rock and going 50, 60, or 70 yards. Secondly, the fact the Eagles are giving up 4.8 yards per rush, which is 29th in the NFL, I think you're onto something because you can get McKinnon for a low amount of money via DraftKings.
Yes, you can, and also point per reception leagues, which DraftKings can be, and which, of course, your personal leagues may be as well. Jerick McKinnon can help you in that way, too, because he's a guy that Sam Bradford can look for in the passing game.
Now, let's go to the winning formula with the Vikings offense versus the Eagles defense. Do you believe the winning formula is to absolutely start with the running game?
Asiata, touchdown, Minnesota. Jerick McKinnon walks into the end zone. That's that up-tempo offense.
This has kind of become a passing team, yet you may see it differently.
Well, I think being a good running team this week against the Eagles is the first step to the winning formula on offense because you have to win on third downs on offense. You're going into enemy territory. Lincoln Financial Field can be loud, and the crowd is obviously going to be on the Eagles' side. They're going to be anxious for a win. So when you can convert on third down, that really is a backbreaker for not only the defense, but for the crowd as well.
Now, Bradford played 14 games for the Eagles last year, threw for a career-best 3,725 yards. When you sat down with him recently, he's a very cool customer. Did you sense in any way he was nervous for what's coming up today?
I didn't sense that at all. It seems like nothing is too big for him, and I think, Paul, that comes from playing at the University of Oklahoma, a big-time program, being the number one overall pick. I'm sure that has helped him be able to handle pressure and stress well. I don't think he's stressed out at all about this week. In fact, I think he's looking forward to playing.
Speaking of number one overall, the Vikings defense permits 12.6 points per game, number one in the NFL. What's the winning formula?
What I have seen from opponents against Carson Wentz in the last two games, both of which the Eagles have lost, is pressuring Carson Wentz. This is not a new formula for success defensively in the NFL. We all know pressuring the quarterback is important, but Wentz has taken 8 sacks in their 2 most recent losses, and in their 3 wins, Wentz was barely pressured at all. So I think that's going to be the key today for the Vikings defense.
Thanks, Wobby.
You bet, Paul.
He's Wobby from Vikings.com, and I'm Paul Allen from the TCO Studios. Thanks for watching Vikings Game Plan.